All right. Dear one, this is something that, yes, you are spending time alone with yourself to address. And the issue here is that there is a fear of intimacy. And the fear of intimacy is that the more intimate you get, the closer you get, the scarier the potential loss could be. And it's just hovering there as an old paradigm. It's not necessarily true, but your reality is showing you by all these people who want to be available but aren't. Or they're yes. available right now, but they're leaving.
Yes.
Or whatever. This feedback is telling you that, you know, you're bringing people into your life, but you can't really be with them.
No.
You can't get close.
I'm on the phone all the time.
Yeah, you can't be close.
Yes.
Right? And so the trick to this is to realize that it's not like you're denying anything yourself anything. It's a message you're giving yourself that you have fear about a person who's upfront and personal. Mm-hmm. And there's a part of you that doesn't realize that you have that fear because mm-hmm. there's a part of you that still has some hesitation in being intimate with yourself. And so we would recommend over the next couple of weeks to be very, very intimate with yourself.
How do you do that?
Well, first of all, eliminate external distractions for little periods of time and just sit in silence with yourself. And watch what your mind does. And your mind's going to wander all over the place and do its free association thing. And just let it go, let it go. And then turn it to yourself. Turn it to what you feel. Let the thoughts go and just turn to feeling yourself. Feeling your emotional body. Feeling your state of being. And just start reminding yourself. If you want to a particular statement, you can go on to the galexispirit.com webpage, the homepage, and right there is the message, you are a spark of consciousness. And you can write it out, hold it there, and just and sit there with yourself and just read it out loud to yourself. And just do that a few times. And then just say, well, what does that feel like? What does that mean? If that were really true, what would it mean? And let me just kind of go inside and see if there's any place that I'm resisting knowing this, knowing that I am a divine being, knowing that I am of infinite value and worth. What could I be resisting? How could I be resisting it? Maybe do I feel that maybe I don't deserve something? Maybe I feel that I haven't done enough, that I'm not good enough somewhere? Just seek. Find out what your resistance is. And when you find it, have compassion for yourself, because that's an old self that is passing away now. Mm-hmm. And love her, forgive her, let her go. And then come back to yourself and get yourself clear, free, empty. Maybe even go over the technique that we're going to be taking you through later this evening on releasing fear. And your focus being fear of intimacy, fear of opening up to a relationship and finding yourself being swallowed up in it, finding yourself manipulated by it, finding yourself stuck, finding yourself controlled, whatever it is.
Yes, that's the old.
That's the old, yeah. So look at the fears of that, because those are what's standing in the way of your fear of intimacy.
Oh.
Because you fear if you get close, then whoever it is you're getting close to, that, you know, if they have some bad habits in there, mm-hmm. you're going to get stuck with them. That you're losing power by getting close. You see?
Yes.
And you're not. You know, but you have a fear. You're going to lose your power and you're going to be stuck. And it scares the, you know, bejesus out of you.
Mm-hmm.
So, heck, it's really nice to have a little touch. Ooh, that's really nice. Oh, but they're leaving. Oh, shucks. It's like you're saying, oh, if only I was perfect, you know, this would all work out great. But what it really is about is like, they're leaving because it was just getting to a place to where I wanted to go back into that old emotional place in a relationship with them. And recognize you were just starting to feel a certain old magnetism. You know what we're talking about?
Yes.
The old attraction. That attraction is deadly. Don't go there. That attraction is part of the old you getting perking up and saying, oh, is there a nice, juicy, codependent relationship to get into now? You see. So So recognize that that's on the line there.
Yes.
All right?
Okay.
And that's a fear.
Yes.
And so you want to release that. You want to keep releasing that and going and getting deeper and deeper into appreciating and enjoying yourself and loving yourself and being alone with yourself and just grooving on who you are and valuing yourself and getting rid of all the guilts and all the traumas and all the fears and all the angers and all the blah, 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 and just keep dismantling. You're near the end of this period.
I hope so.
Well, yeah, but don't try to rush it.
Oh.
Because anybody else try to rush these types of things and find out that it works? No, it doesn't work. That's you trying to control, right? I have my agenda. I don't want to do any more of this. Come on now, let's be done with this. Let's just clear the card table, you know, and we'll put out a new deck, you know. No, it's when you are ready, you will allow that beautiful love to come to you.
I thought it was because the fear of intimacy was because the right person hadn't come along yet.
No, that's putting the power onto the form.
Ah.
That's assigning the form to show you that this is the right person. No, it doesn't happen there. You have to be the right person.
Yes.
And then you will attract someone who is on a level with you that you can evaluate and play with and see if you want to. But there is no right one. There is nobody that is, quote unquote, the one. You'll create that.
I have to be the one.
You are the one.
Yeah.
You are the one.
Yes.
It's all you.
Yes.
It's all illusion, you know?
Yeah.
So if you are happy and you're in the right vibration,
yes,
then you can attract to you somebody that, but you see the issue here is that when you attract somebody to you, you're trying to figure out, well, who is he, the right one? Is he the right one?
Right.
How in the world would you know anyway? There's no way you could know, because as soon as you get intimate and you get stuck in the stuff, then you go, oh my gosh, it wasn't the right one. You see what we're saying?
Yes.
Right? What you want to do is recognize, I'm going to feel whole and I'm going to stay aware. I'm not going to let myself be sucked into this seduction energy of my old self who wants to go, oh, I want to go and be held and I want to be nurtured and then I want to forget about me. Right? That won't do anymore. You see, what you have to do is that you get closer and closer and closer. And you keep yourself, you keep your power, you keep your awareness, and you just become, and you get closer friends, and you can feel the magnetism and so on and so on, and you can play with it a while and see if it works for you.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't give away anything anymore. Those days are over.
Yeah, so far I'm not.
That's right. But the way you have not given yourself away is by stopping the relationship before you have given yourself away. It's in intimacy where you gave yourself away. You understand?
Yes, yes.
As soon as you got intimate, you went blotto. Where did your power go? Ooh, out the window.
Yeah.
You see, where did your self-concept go? Oh, I don't know. I'm dissolving.
Right.
Into this, I'm merging into this relationship. You know, it's all about him. and I'll be taken care of and everything. Blah, 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 blah. And so your adolescent comes in there and messes everything up, you know?
Yes.
But you're at a place now where you want to go very, very slowly.
Mm-hmm.
Not to be cautious or scared, but just to be very aware, every step aware. You understand?
Yes.
Not to protect, defend, be frightened, you know, put on any armoring. None of that crap. Just stay aware. Okay, am I feeling happy? Am I feeling good? Am I free?
Mm-hmm.
Am I loving myself? Okay, I can step forward a little bit, a little closer. Okay, can I do this now without starting to throw myself away? Oops, oops, I did that. Like tonight, I went on a date and I started throwing myself away. Oh, that's that old me. Okay, I forgive that old me. What am I going to do instead? How am I going to deal with it when I feel that magnetic attraction just to forget myself?
Mm-hmm.
And you start thinking about it, and then you go out on the next date, and you don't do it. And then you go a little further, a little closer, a little closer. And after a while, you'll find that you're having a very nice and interesting relationship. You see?
Yes, this might be a silly question, but will others put up with that slowness?
The relationship, any relationship, can only proceed at the pace of the slower person.
Yes, that's true.
It cannot go any faster.
Yes.
So what you were doing is that in order to make it go faster, you were saying, I'll hurry it up by giving myself away now.
Yes, that's true.
All right?
Yes.
But you don't do it this time. Mm-hmm. Now, when you do it, when you keep your power moving into a relationship more and more gently, you don't get scared.
Correct.
You stay in your power. You get to experience things. You get to evaluate things and understand things.
Mm-hmm.
And you build self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay?
At the same time, it's very loving for him. See, in the past, you thought that any resistance that you had or any slowness that you had was not loving for him.
Yes.
And that was because you were thinking that all the relationship is about serving him.
Yes.
Not. The relationship has to serve both of you.
Right.
Okay. So you're learning how to be a beautiful, powerful light being in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody that shows up, even if they're going to move somewhere else or travel across the ocean or something, and you're only going to have them for 2 or 3 days, play it to the hilt. Stay yourself, in your power. Get close. You see?
Okay.
Okay, so that you can experience how good that feels.
Yes.
And yes, even though that they leave, you can say, yes, I triumphed.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't give myself away. And I had an experience. You see?
Yes, I'm so glad I asked this question.
All right.
That's great, thank you.
Yeah, we ought to give a whole workshop on relationships, because this is a very important piece of building a relationship, mm-hmm. is it not? You know, It's one of those stages and steps and understanding and moving. And there's all sorts of things that come at different stages.
Mm-hmm.
And it's predictable, pretty predictable, you know, so that you can make your way through that without getting stuck in a codependent situation.
Mm-hmm.
All right, dear one.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, another question?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Once when we were speaking about fear and rage and terror earlier, I heard that Western herbs or some kind of herbs would be very good for me. And I have just gone out and bought lots of Chinese herbs from a fabulous Chinese herbologist who does ancient herbalism. So since those don't seem to be the right herbs, what are the right herbs?
Well, do this in the meantime while you're looking into it, because you need somebody who can put together the right proportions of formula for you.
A formula that's not Chinese, correct?
Mostly not, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little bit, but also general Western herbs and so on.
Mm-hmm. Western herbs.
But the thing is that in the meantime, until you find somebody to help work with you and put together a formula, because your situation has a lot of different complexities to it that need a lot of evaluation. So until you find that person, then take the Chinese herbs and do them in high concentration.
Yes.
Just double or triple them.
It's done.
Okay.
Okay, it is. Thank you. Thank you.
And also, just start calling the universe. I call to the universe to bring to me, for my support, for my journey, you know, to put in front of my face, to put in the connection in a conversation, to bring to me the information about who it is I'm going to speak to about herbs.
Right.
Okay, just kind of start calling it in.
Sure.
So that it'll drop in the right time. And when you hear a name twice or three times, and you go, oh, okay.
Okie doke, thank you.
All right. Okay, so we have time for another one.
Hi, Galexis, how are you?
All right. Wonderful.
I know you are. Wherever you are, you're wonderful. I know that. Galexis, last week we were talking a little bit about my internet dating, and I'm meeting a pattern of women that likes me, and it's very strange. They always have a dog and a parrot, and I don't know why that is. They're normally Jewish in a 12-step program. I'm not kidding you. Have a dog and a parrot.
How many of them have a dog and a parrot?
Four of them.
Now, this is quite amazing synchronicity, isn't it?
And they're all Jewish, and they're all in 12-step programs. Three of them are in Alcoholics Anonymous, and one's in Narcotics Anonymous.
My gosh.
I think I'm just going to give up internet dating. the question is, I'm trying to figure out of all these people out there, you know, and I've written a list, you know, why I'm attracting this type of person. Also, they're really excited in the beginning, and then like it pitters out. Maybe because I'm not that interested, but it kind of falls apart right away.
Right. Well, when it falls apart right away, that's kind of convenient for both of you, isn't it?
Yeah. All right. I'm kind of so relieved.
It's a relief. Yeah, it's like, okay, great. Next. Really,
yeah.
Next. So don't be too concerned about that. That's just the way it is. You're just talking to a whole bunch of strangers to see if there's any hooks, any connections, right? Now, one thing we want to suggest is, like in the case in the earlier question, is if you meet somebody and it's really like gung-ho and you feel like you have magnetic hooks into each other and that kind of stuff, you also have to go very, very slowly.
Mm-hmm.
Because that might be your old self and her old self finding, oh, yeah, a match, right? A codependency match. Woohoo, woohoo. And, of course, you want to avoid that. So just keep playing it, we would suggest. At some point, you'll run out of options anyway. But before you do that, you might find some really interesting people to just experience being present with and not being too concerned about the form that they come in. It seems like you kind of wanted to explore this Jewish dog parent 12-step person, right?
Seems that way, yeah.
And you just wanted to kind of taste what is that about, you know, and feel what their attitudes are, what their energies are, and oh, okay, what do you learn from these people? You see, you may want to be very aware of what you're learning with every person that you talk to or that you go out on a date with or whatever. What do you get out of it? And it's, you might be saying, well, I get out of it to know that I certainly don't want that person, but we ask you to look deeper and to look at, well, how do you interact in your conversation and when you ask each other questions? What are you thinking when she's answering questions about or talking about herself? And what does she say when you talk about yourself? What kind of, and see, where are you? Where are the two of you? Are you being yourselves? Are you, do you feel that you need to have compatible stories to have a good match? You got to see what you're learning with it, because you can learn with every single person, even if they have absolutely no positive qualities that you can perceive, right? That you can learn something from them.
Well,
you can
according
learn.
To the dating site, it's a very high rating. Otherwise, they don't match you up with that person. So I don't know. Maybe I should become Jewish, get a dog and a parrot, and join a 12-step program. I don't know.
And try another site.
Yeah, maybe. Lovingparrots.com.
Well, is there any addictions you're recovering from? We're not talking about chemical ones, maybe emotional ones. Maybe addictive patterns of relationships that you're wanting to recover from. You know, just play with it.
Yeah, okay.
See if you find something. Because, you know, there's certain... What can you learn from Jewish women? What do they have to tell you? What do they have to offer you?
Plenty.
You see, and... you know, just kind of play with it. Just the thing is that it's a really, we sense that for you, it's a really good thing for you to be doing this.
Internet dating or meeting women like
meeting,
this?
Meeting people, doesn't matter under what circumstances, internet dating or, you know, some kind of other setup thing or blind date somebody sets you up with, whatever. We sense that getting as connected to as many people as possible is really, really good for you.
Yeah,
right
I'm
now.
Really I'm open to just having friends. You know, I mean, I don't have to be romantic with a lot of these people.
Well, we hope you like parrots. You know.
Well, geez, I guess I don't have any choice. Yeah. I don't mind the dogs. It's the parrots I don't like very much.
Parrots are very smart birds, and they're very quick to see where your energy field is at. And if you're in person with the parrot and with the woman, you know, they're very protective. And they will scan your aura, you know, decide whether they like you or not. You know, but overall we just sense that just interacting with people, the more conversations you can have, doesn't matter if they're beginning conversations or you're going deeper in a relationship or whatever. You just, it's to, from what we can see right now, you're going through a time of personal shifting and changing, and you can feel it, yes?
Yeah.
All right. And in this personal changing and so on, you're becoming more empowered, more responsible within yourself, and you're liking yourself better. Now, you've always pretended to like yourself a lot. That's part of your facade, mm-hmm. right? But there's a part of you right now inside yourself you're liking actually that's more authentic than a lot of that you've had in the past. Do you understand what we're talking about?
I do. In fact, I did a process with a fellow I worked with many, many years ago on the phone. And it was really about getting my child to be safe. And also trusting my dad, because my dad did not protect me from my mother that was a rageaholic with an extension cord.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we did was we changed my dad to be able to protect me and to support me.
Mm-hmm. So you can also take the child back to a reality in which mother's not a rageaholic but is the ideal mother.
Right.
And see happens to the kid then. Woohoo.
Yeah.
You know, and the kid can open up to being loved and really be free. You know, because right now the kid is being protected, but there still is this threat on the other side of the protection.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to take the threat on the other side of dad, the rageaholic mom, that you had to make all sorts of tremendous adjustments to, that you could not spend time thinking about yourself and those long, deep, wonderful thoughts of childhood because you were so busy avoiding whatever she was doing. You see, so in a sense, you were spending a lot of time protecting yourself. So yes, it's good to have dad protect you, but even better to have dad not have to do the work.
Right.
Just have all that love and have everything, the ideal family, you know, and the ideal circumstance. And that's what we would highly recommend.
Thank you. I understand.
All right.
Thank you.
And this is also going to help you inside yourself to feel more appreciation for who you are right now in your life. Because, yeah, you have defenses up. Yeah, you have a personality that you display to people. But you want to have the strength of the real you, the power, the beauty, and the love of the real you shining through more. Because you can be a social person. You can be a party animal. You can be light. You can da-da-da-da-da, be a fun date. But you want to bring out a bit more of the realness in there. And like earlier, the earlier question, open up to more intimacy. Even to somebody you don't know all that much, just play with it and recognize you're not as unsafe as emotionally you tend to think you are. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes, yes, all right. It does.
And when you can do that and you can show the real you, there is something beautiful that can happen between the two of you.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that relationship goes anywhere or not, still there is something beautiful that can happen. And you can appreciate that person for the beautiful being that she is. All right?
Yes, thank you, Alexis.
You're welcome, dear one. All right. Ha ha. Thank you, dear ones, for your questions and for the willingness to be on the hot seat and for us to give us wonderful material to add to this evening and for other people who are present. And if you notice, just by being present in this particular group, there are certain questions that are asked tonight. At least one of them is something that you needed to hear. Are you aware of that, all of you? At least one of these questions and answers you needed to hear. It gave you some kind of inspiration or idea or an aha or something clicked in your subconscious you'll use later. And that's one of the wonderful thing about these events, that all the questions asked, even if you're only listening by audio file, the questions asked are so helpful for you, just to be in the vibration of the resolution of the issue or shedding light on an issue, even if it's not your issue, can shift your energy. And so just think about it, of these questions that were asked tonight, how the energies shifted. There was the person in the question with the issue expressing some kind of either dilemma or puzzlement. And then we talked and we worked with energies. And something came out of that where you can address an issue like that and be empowered and free and loving and safe. So it's healing to listen to this. All right. So at this point, we'd like to take you through some process. We'd like to explore fear. And very definitely, you have fear. It's in your cells. It's in your body. It hangs out in the chemistry of your gut, of your brain, and in particularly that limbic brain and that HPA axis, the hypothalamus, the pituitary, and the adrenal glands. The glands are the ones that respond. They have the motivation. They have the passion, the flow of energy. They have the directive, the motivation to direct energy in whatever way it needs to be. They also are the physical corollary of your intentions. So you must recognize that whatever you do, your intention needs to be clear. And so this evening, the intention is to release anger out of your body. To release fear out of your body. And so give yourself permission to relax, get in a comfortable position, and close your eyes. And what we're going to do is going to suggest to you now, we're going to wrap you up in safety. Imagine yourself floating, drifting in a starry sky, surrounded by hundreds and thousands of twinkling stars. It could be a day sky, a blue sky filled with stars. You're not used to seeing that on the physical plane, but it exists in the other planes. Or perhaps you really love a midnight blue, clear night, one of those nights, clear and dry, where you can see the Milky Way, far away from a city, close to those stars, as if you could almost just reach up and just touch them. These stars are consciousnesses. Every star, a pinpoint of light, a pinpoint of consciousness, a being. A being who's come here to be with you. Just you. Your stars are your friends. So many of us surround you who have known you in other lifetimes, on other planets, in other galaxies, under other circumstances, and who now are coming with you because you're on the precipice of a great dream, of a huge change. You've been changing yourself. Your reality is changing. And while it may seem slow because you look at it from day to day, it's happening very rapidly. And in that big change, you've had fear. But one thing that does seem to remain the same, it is there for you any time, any place. It endures. It is real. It is not illusion. You are loved. You were loved by so many. If you had not been placed under the injunction against hanging out with your spirit friends, you would be so much happier in your life. You would not have had to suffer separation and loneliness and pain. You would have always had companionship and love. But you chose to come onto this physical plane, and you chose to come in a society that discounts or even fears those who live and exist beyond the veil, who are on the other side of death, who are deathless, to fear the power, the beauty, the love, the freedom, and the safety that's there. To make it scary. This was done deliberately to you, to your culture rather. And it has been manipulating you ever since, until now. Until you got on your spiritual path and you decided to clear it out. So let yourself just feel the safety now, surrounded by friends and loved ones. Some of which you love so much, if you just knew that particular spark of light was that old soulmate friend of yours, you would feel so deeply, so profoundly the love. You would let it in. We know that you don't tend to believe this is real, that you're just making it all up like a pretend play by a little child. But dear one, these beings of light that surround you now were with you when you were born, were with you when you lay in your crib, were with you when you took your first steps. Just out of sight, just out of reach. And they're with you now. Give yourself permission this time to let them in. Let in the love that is there, that surrounds you. Let yourself be bathed, drenched in love, in safety, in support, unconditional acceptance, total compassion for you. Just drink it in. And as you're doing that, some of the stars, some of those pinpoints of light, seem to move from their position and go above you to join together their light to create a single bright star, the way we show ourselves to you, we, a group of your friends, getting together. And by putting our energies together to exponentially amplify that love for you, just sense the light above your head. Don't look up and see it. Just imagine it's there and feel the warmth of that light upon the top of your head, on your shoulders. Just feel the pressure, a gentle pressure of light upon you. And we send a beam down to you. And as it reaches you, as it touches you, it is a column of light that surrounds you. Perhaps it's your favorite color. Or maybe just pearlescent white. Or some color that's very peaceful, like a lavender or violet. Or perhaps a color that is energizing and strengthening, such as an orange or a red orange or even a red. Whatever color it is, sense it for you now. Let yourself sense the appropriate color for you right now. Do not judge any color more spiritual or less spiritual than another color. Since your universe, your whole egg of your universe, amongst all the universes, is red. If you have judgments about red, let them go. You're not at the level of transcending the universe yet. So feel what color it is, and let that color drench you. It's a color your vibration needs. Your aura needs this color. You need more of this color to reinforce the love, to reinforce the safety, to strengthen your sense of freedom and power. Let it drench into every cell. Let that light go into every single cell in your body. Just fills you up in your body. You're a spark of consciousness, a divine being who's come to earth to have a physical plane experience, to learn more who you are, to create from scratch, to love, touch and heal. To celebrate the illusion and play with it, and then transcend it. And when you come here into this physical body, you take upon yourself fear. Now think about your fears, the fears that you have. And recognize while you're in this safe and protected environment, these fears don't have their usual intensity, and that's all right. Recognize these fears. recognize your mundane fears first. The ones about maybe not having enough money or losing money, the ones about not having enough connections and people and or losing them. Or issues about where you live. Issues about your job or your work or being out of work or needing more work or not having or having too much or whatever it is. The fears of what that would lead to. The fears you're going to make mistakes, screw up, mess everything up, end up in the loony bin or on the street begging. All those fears your culture gives you. Think about them. Just kind of feel them. Feel how they're part of a drama play you've imagined, you've whipped up in your imagination, the things that you are afraid of in great detail and color, full technicolor detail. And all the fears that you have that something is going terrible as could go wrong any moment. Some tragedy could happen. The rug could get pulled out from under you. Horrible things would happen to those you love and to you. The drama that comes with that imagination. No one's holding a gun to your head. It's all fear through imagination. Imagination is part of your creation of reality. And you also fear that by thinking about things that you fear, you're creating more things that you're going to fear. So be aware of that fear as well. And what is the common denominator of all these fears? Sense it. Sense fear raw all by itself. Just sense what raw fear feels like. Feel it, just that basic raw fear. The energy of fear itself. Some of you are afraid of fear itself. Don't postpone it. Don't get edgy and jumpy, squirmy. Go into it. Feel fear. Know that you're being protected. Feel fear. Just feel it. Feel all that comes along with it, all the story that comes along with it. Perhaps guilt comes along with it. Anger comes along with it. Rage, powerlessness, anxiety, worry. Sense all of its retinue. All the resources that you use to imagine how terrible it could possibly be. And know that it is in your imagination, fifth dimension, that is. It's not in physical plane reality at this moment, that which you fear. Fear is future-based. What you have in the moment, you might be angry about. But what you fear is what's ahead. You fear separation. Fear is cold. And distant, numb, away, rejection. Rejection by whom? Something greater, perhaps, maybe God possessing some kind of judgment case upon you. Go deep into that now. Go deep into the feelings of separation. Where lies your greatest fear? Feel separate. Feel alone. nobody loves you, nobody cares. That's the self-pity you use to numb yourself with, so you don't feel the fear. So feel the fear. What would it be like if you were totally and completely alienated, separated, shut out, shut away, imprisoned in a nothingness, a void, eternal emptiness, a punishment, perhaps, might be your spin. No, just feel. Feel that state. Okay, let's go deeper. Let's go to separation from the divine, from God, from life, from light, eternal separation from love. You stuck in an empty space with your guilts, your shames, your pain. No rescue. The void. This is your fear. It is an illusion, but it is indeed feels real to you. It is imprinted in your unconscious mind, always there, throughout your whole life. To create a lifetime, you had to create the illusion of separation. And the separation from the divine as you came into this lifetime was painful. Recognize you're on your journey home to reconnect in your physical body. Something previously not available except for the very chosen few. But you are going to do it. So in this dark space of separation, of emptiness, of aloneness, or loneliness, far away from love and light and the divine, let yourself see a glimmer of light. Just a little spark of light, a little glimmer. And with your attention, you move towards it. Your intention to move towards the light. And as you move towards the light, the illusions begin to drop away. The illusions, your mundane fears, your lesser fears, all the fears except this one, this great bottom line one. Start letting them go now. We've got a vortex going, so just send them up through that channel of light that we are. Just give them to us. We send them out on the vortex. Come on, give them to us. All those fears about your daily mundane life, come on, just give them to us. Well, you just said some just being sucked out of you, okay? Sucked up into the light and dispersed on the wonderful vortex. Come on, you can give us more fears than that, dear ones. Come on, use your imagination. You do it so well most of the time. Come on. Come on, in technicolor detail, send these fears up. all the scenarios that you're scared of. Send them up into the light. Come on. That's it. And now we've got a good channel opening going. They're just pouring up. It's kind of like plumbing, you know. There's a pressure. It's pulling all the fears up like water, up, 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 and there they go. Sprayed out, disintegrated. There we go. It's still going on. Vortex is strong. Okay, your personal story that says you fail, that you're a stupid idiot, you make bad choices, you bump into walls and mess yourself up. All that in your personal story, all that that's happened in your past that you project into your future, let it go now. Personal story, gone, out. And all the fear that you don't deserve, or that you will never have it, that nobody will ever care enough. You'll never attract the right person. The right things won't ever happen, because somehow or another you just can't get it. You can't figure it out. You can't do it right or good enough. Let it go. It's part of your personal story. It's your limitation. It's time to be done with that story. That may have been your past, but it's not your future. Unless you consciously, deliberately choose it to be. So choose it to be your past and let it up into the light now. Feeling yourself empty in a beautiful way. It's emptying out. Feel yourself clean, sparkly. You're moving. You're moving towards the light. Yeah, you're still in the darkness, but it's getting brighter. You're letting go of the old you, of the old ways of being. And now, to the separation with God, Goddess, all that is, that critical separation. You thought somehow with your upbringing, where you were to blame for everything, you were judged to be weak, inadequate. You assumed, and wrongly so, that God rejected you, threw you into physical body to get rid of you, abandoned you. Abandoned you to the traumas of physical life. You, all alone, forgotten by the divine. You got on your spiritual path, seeking the divine, getting touches, getting glimpses. But somehow that terrible sense of fear, what if they don't accept me? What if God, Goddess, all that is, does not say, oh, so glad to see you. What if I did do something terribly wrong? What did I do to deserve this? Are they going to see me and punish me? What's going to happen at death? Am I going to have a big, great judgment? I'm going to go to hell? I'm going to be stuck in some midway heaven and of boredom, or snuffed out in nothingness? What's going to happen? I'm heading towards death. I cannot avoid death. What's God, God is all that is, going to do with me then? Feel the fear. Feel the fear that the divine may not approve of you, may reject you, may not love you. And give that to us too, because that too is illusion. Let us take it. Come on, give it to us. Give it to us. It makes your heart heavy. Come on, give. We know it does. Come on, give it up. Give it up. Just let the load lift off of you right now. And let that light grow until you see that there's love with it. It is beautiful. You hear music, the music of the spheres. Hauntingly beautiful music of love, divine music from higher levels flood through this aperture, through this portal of light. You're being moved towards, you're pulling towards, you're inclined towards, intending towards, moving towards, getting bigger and bigger and filling the sky now. This huge light heading into it, it's bright, it's so very bright, it's brighter than the sun. Heading into it, into the sun. And it's even brighter than the sun, many times brighter than the sun. It's so bright, all of the dross, all of the shame, all of the pain, all of the fear is being melted off of you, dropped off of you. You're becoming freer and freer. And now you enter the light. You enter the light. And let the light now, the light of the divine, fill every cell of your physical body. Fill every cell of your emotional body. Fill every cell of your mental body. Fill every cell of your psychic or spiritual body. You become light. And with this light, you realize God, Goddess, all that is, did not reject you. You left. You said, I want to experience this physical plane stuff. And to do that, I have to create the illusion of individuality and separation. And God, Goddess, all that is, respects your free will choice. They're not going to interfere with it. This is a free will universe. It was your choice to create that illusion of separation. And knowing when you did that, that there would be the reuniting, the divine union once again. Let yourself be held in the love of the divine. You're home. You're free. You're connected to it. Don't worry if you're not feeling this as the most incredible moment of bliss you've ever had in your life. You're connected. And know you're being connected more deeply now than ever before. You are loved. The message is integrating into your body. You never have been separate. It was only an illusion. You never lost the divine love. That was an illusion. You've always been loved. And you can return to that love any time you choose. If you'll put aside your fear, your guilt, your rage, your shame. And all your judgments of yourself. It's waiting for you. That connection. Here you are. It is part of you now. As you find yourself floating once again in a starry sky, feeling safe, feeling comfortable, in a different frequency, feeling a different vibration in you. And where are your fears now? They seem far away now. Your body feels more free. So let yourself bring your attention back now into your body and into this room and into this chair in which you sit. Knowing that you are loved. Opening your eyes to see your physical plane once again. The way you remembered it. But notice your reality has changed. Before you just assume that a reality is an objective thing, it always is the same. Just notice you have changed. You feel more confident. At peace. You're safe. You can be safe right here in this physical plane in your daily life. Now, your body may not always be safe in the sense that your body can suffer damage. It is destined to die. But what is real and true is beyond your body. And you're using your body, your partner in your life, to have a good time in, to explore. Yes, you also wanted to experience the dark side of your life, the pain and the suffering. But please, dear ones, stop overdoing it. You can imagine and dream so much more beautiful things now. We leave you with this one message that dispels fear and also the ultimate fear. You are loved. You are so loved. Let yourself be loved. Let yourself drink it in. It's waiting for you anytime. All you have to do is call us. We'll be glad to come and infuse you with it. You may have spirit friends, higher self, various guides you love to work with. Call. Call. Stop imagining that we're not there. Call us. And don't think you're a burden of any sort on us. We don't have time, space. We don't have any problem with it. We love to do something with you. We love to love you. That's our greatest fun. But only with your permission. It's your free will, your choice. It has been a pleasure working with you again this evening. And you've all gone through some very interesting changes. Just look at your reality a little differently. See how long you can hold a different filter from this more luminous self that you are at this time. More empowered, more free, more loving, more safe. We surround you, dear ones, with our light and our love. Farewell.